God's word for our consideration this morning. God's word to nourish us. God's word to strengthen us. God's word to guide us as his children living in this world redeemed by the blood of Jesus is from the epistle lesson. These few verses. To keep me from being conceited because of these surpassingly great revelations, there was given to me a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me. Three times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me, but he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you. My power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. When I am weak, then I am strong. So for God's word for our consideration this morning, I want you to think about your life. And as you do, I want you to think about how this world is going. This world is in a mess, in a terrible mess. We see fighting, we see murder, we see here shootings. We're enduring and experiencing all of these things. And there doesn't seem to be much hope in the world. Yet God gives us hope. He gives us a future. And he gives us plans that he has for each one of us. And as you think about your life, I want you to think about these two frogs. They were brothers. They lived in what was called a spring house. And one day, one brother decided that he was going to go exploring. And as he went exploring, he fell into a vat of cream. And he was just distressed. He always saw the glass half empty. So he was in despair. My goodness, I'm going to die. And he went deeper and deeper and deeper into that vat. And he died. Well, the other brother, after some time, decided that he was going to go look for his brother. And he too fell into the same vat of cream. And he said, you know, I've heard that even in defeat, there is hope. So he started turning his little legs and turning and turning and turning and turning and turning and turning. And all of a sudden, that cream started to become little pats of butter. And it rose to the top and he was able to jump up. You know, it's a simple story. As simple as anything goes in our life. But it tells us something. It tells us something as Christians that there's always hope, no matter what happens in our life. The Apostle Paul is giving this illustration about the thorn in the flesh. That thorn that just tormented him. We don't know what that thorn was. It could have been malaria. It could have been a headache. It could have been shingles, for all we know. It could have been anything. But Paul entreated the Lord three times to take it away. And God said to him, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. We see our bodies. We see our physical nature. We know that as we grow older, things happen to us. Our eyesight isn't as good as it used to be. I was 39 years old. I was serving in International Falls. And all of a sudden, I had to start putting the book up this way. I couldn't see very much. So I decided that I better go to the doctor, the eye doctor. I think it was probably a little bit of pushing from someone I know very well. And said that you need to go see the eye doctor. So I went to see the eye doctor. He said, yeah, you need just a little bit of help. And he started me off with these reading glasses that were coated in gray, and I still couldn't see very well. Each time that I would see him, he says, yeah, you need a little bit of help, until I got trifocals. We know that our bodies are deteriorating. We understand that. We understand about heart disease. We understand about cancer. We understand about those maladies that attack our bodies. And we know about shingles, too. Shingles that don't necessarily go away. I mean, the post-shingle neuropathy still bothers. These are things of our body that we understand, and we cry out to God. Say, God, heal me. Place your hand of healing upon me so that I'm healed of this disease. And God answers our prayers. Yes, no, maybe. Or wait. And he says, my grace is sufficient for you. My power is made perfect in weakness. But as you think about your life, the more distressing problem that we have, the more distressing weakness that we have is in our spiritual lives. Those lives that are very, very fragile. Those lives that are sometimes like Doubting Thomas. I'll believe it when I see it. Those lives that need the spiritual nourishment of our God through His Word, through the sacrament of Jesus Christ, body and blood given and shed for each one of us to assure us that we have Jesus' love, to assure us of heaven, to assure us that His grace is sufficient for us, that His power is made perfect in weakness. And as the Apostle Paul continues, he says, therefore I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest in me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong. The psalmist said, God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present present help in times of trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea. They're going to happen, those problems that we have, those trials that we endure, the death and dying that we experience in our families, in our friends. We're going to see that. But also through that comes God's grace. God's grace and His mercy. And remember last week, the prophet Jeremiah wrote the Lamentations. And in that third chapter he says, His mercies are new every morning. Great is His faithfulness. God is not going to let us go. He has His firm grip on us. And through holy baptism, when the pastor said, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, God grabbed you and said, He is not letting you go. His grace is sufficient for you. His power is made perfect in weakness. It's an amazing power that we have from our Lord God, from our Lord who strengthens us, our Lord who opens us up in grace, our Lord that uses us where we are as a witness to those around us, whether they be our family or our friends, or someone else. God uses us and gives us the words to speak. He gives us, through His grace and mercy, that power that is perfected in weakness. We think we're weak. We're weak spiritually. We have sinned. We've sinned just like Adam and Eve sinned in the garden. We sin against our spouses. We sin against our children. We sin against each other. But as we have sinned, there is hope. There's hope in Jesus because Jesus proclaims to us the forgiveness that he has for each one of us. And in that forgiveness, God empowers us. In that forgiveness, he empowers us to forgive others. Just as we say in the Lord's Prayer, sometimes we get so caught up in life, we get so caught up in things that we miss what words say in the Lord's Prayer. Forgive me the trespasses that I have done, and help me to forgive the trespasses of others that they have done. God strengthens us. God is there for each and every one of us in this life. As we raise our children, as we join together as spouses, knowing that God's grace and mercy is there lifting us up, sufficient for our lives. And as Paul says, I will more gladly boast in my weaknesses. We too can boast in our weaknesses, because when we are weak, then we are strong, or strong in the Lord, because we have depended upon him through his word and through his sacraments. In Christ's holy name, amen.